Good morning. It's 6:23. No, it's 6:32. Dyslexia. It's 6:32 on June 23rd. I was right the first time, 6:23, June 23rd. 32 minutes past the hour. It's another lovely morning. It's a beautiful, clear morning. Except up in the northwest where the fire still burns. I was driving back from Westminster yesterday visiting Brand, and in the sunset the plume of smoke was the only thing in the sky. It was awe-inspiring and awful all at the same time. It was pretty shocking. I wish now that I'd stopped to take a photograph of it just so that I could have an image that really explained something about how big this fire is. It's difficult to understand out of context, and the context being here, I think, because you just can't really come to grips with the fact that there is a plume of smoke coming out of the mountains that is larger than many cloud banks. It's huge. It covers a good portion of the sky, and it trails off as far as you can see to the east in the prevailing winds. And this thing has been going on now for a couple of weeks at least. Yeah, pretty shocking. Anyway, news from the writing front. Yesterday was the first day where I said, okay, 9 to noon, I'm going to write. That's all I'm going to do. I went and set up my writing desk, the stand-up desk that's on my treadmill. And while I didn't actually walk, I did stand. And the beauty of this is that it's ridiculously comfortable, at least for a while. After about 2.5 hours, I had to stop. I stopped at 11:30, 11:35, something like that, just because my feet hurt. Now, I was standing barefoot, which probably wasn't the smartest thing. Should probably leave my boots on. But I didn't want to wreck my legs or push it so hard on the first day that I wasn't able to actually do the second day like I did before. So at 2,500 words, I stopped. 2,500 words was 1,000 words an hour, which kind of confirms the idea that I write at about 1,000 words an hour. And that included one stop for research. I think I've got a continuity problem, but I haven't looked yet. But I had to do a little research to see how Tanith addressed the four guardians, because she has to do a little prayer early in the book for the equinox. And so I needed to see how she did it in the other books so that I could be consistent with her in this book. And even with that, 2,500 words in 2.5 hours. Took a break every hour for about 5 or 10 minutes, got a cup of coffee, went to the bathroom, whatever. And since it wasn't noon, went right back to it. Up to the point where I said, no, first day, I reserve the time, but I can't. I'm paying too much attention to my feet and not enough attention to my hands, so it's time to stop. So if I get through till noon today, the hour will be reserved, at any rate, 9 to noon. It's Saturday. I still don't have family back. They won't be back till tomorrow afternoon. So I still have over 24 hours. And it's working out, at least for the first day. I'm trying not to be too optimistic here, because it could well be that it won't work out for the long run, but we'll see. It worked great yesterday. I have every confidence it's going to work great today. I'll get back, I'll have a couple hours. Well, no, I'll have an hour to get some breakfast, to fiddle around a little bit before I have to start. With any luck, I'll get this posted in a more timely fashion than I did yesterday. John Hibden had to remind me to punch the publish button. That was because I had actually put the podcast post together before I had the audio on the server. So I forgot I had to do that. I went back and put the audio on the server and then forgot to hit the publish button. So, yeah, kind of dumb. But it was a great day. It was a wonderful day. In the afternoon, I got my boots on and drove down to Denver to Who Else Books in the, what do they call it? The Book Fair Pavilion or something. But went down and picked up my books, signed the ones that they were going to keep, got a check for the ones they'd sold, and then went over to Westminster, visited with Brand. We had quite a nice dinner at a hibachi restaurant there. That was kind of cool. And we had a good gab, and then I left him so he was going to go swim, take advantage of the pool while he could. And it was just as well, because it was almost 10 o'clock by the time I got home. And I was pooped. Went to bed, slept until 6:15, which is why I'm a little bit late getting underway this morning, and why my voice probably sounds a little froggy. I'm only just barely awake. So the story is unfolding, and it's really interesting to me. I don't remember. I mean, I remember sort of like basic shapes of how it went, but I really don't remember what I wrote. I'm going to have to go through and read it to see. I know roughly some of the questions that got raised and some of the issues that got raised. Some of the action that happened in the story, but I don't know what I actually wrote. I have the sense that it was pretty good, you know, because you look at a sentence, you think, oh, okay, that one, that's it. No, the sentence doesn't work, I have to fix the sentence, it doesn't say what I wanted to say. And, you know, as you're going along, you have these little, oh yeah, no, this is in the wrong order, this one has to go up there, this one has to come down here, whatever. And so, well, I don't do a lot of editing, and really the fingers just sort of, you know, at 1,000 words a minute, 1,000 words an hour, you don't have a lot of time, really, to consider word choice, to consider plot flow. You just write. And it seems to work. But I do have to go back through and see how did I do in terms of setting, in terms of character. I need to do a little richer descriptive work and have my characters not be talking heads in white rooms. Descriptive prose filled with false details, as I talked about them the other day. Wow, that's bright. I'm making the turn east, heading into the sun. And now that we've gone past the solstice, the days will start getting shorter. Probably won't be noticeable till next week sometime, but it won't be long. It's hard to believe. So next month I have to start a class again. That probably won't be bad. It's the short one. I only have to do it for a month. Which is kind of good. Oh, be quiet, dog. Which makes it a little bit easier to cope with. Because it's hectic for a month, but then it's over. And I can maintain that level of interest, I think, for a month. I need to get better about my morning podcast to them. Because the group that I did in the spring, I did a podcast like once a week or so. Toward the end, I didn't do it quite so often. It wasn't as intense an experience for a lot of them. Certainly wasn't as an intense an experience for me, but the amount of work that I was doing every day, even per week, even if I didn't do something, you know, didn't check their blogs every day, I didn't respond to make a comment on somebody's blog every day, or check the message boards every day. That was a lot of work for a long period of time. And in all honesty, I probably didn't earn more from sales of Light in the Dark, but it felt like I did. Brad and I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about why his sales are lagging so far behind mine. Because we have pretty much the same pool to draw from, particularly from the Podio Books community, from the podcast community. We have the same kind of style in terms of books we like, books we promote. He has a more not commercial, but a much more classical style. He has a much more plot-oriented approach, and he does really elaborate outlines of his work before he begins. So he knows where it's going every step of the way, which I find interesting, because I really like his work. Hidden Institute is brilliant. And you know, he doesn't sell very many. He sells very few of his new book this month, The Discount Miracles. I'm not sure quite why. He has a great cover. It's a Cheyenne Wright cartoon, and it's really cool. And it actually reflects the action in the book, which is even cooler. I mean, to get an artist, you know, Hugo Nebula nominated, at least Hugo nominated, I don't know about Nebula, artists like Cheyenne Wright to do your covers, that's pretty damn cool. And yet, he hasn't sold very many. His sales rank is probably around 100,000. Now, part of it is, I think, and we talked about this, he thinks that I have a much better social presence than he does in social media, that I'm anywhere you want to look, you'll find me, which makes me feel a little self-conscious, because the same thing is quite frequently said about T. Morris, and I'm not comfortable having that kind of comparison being made. But it's quite likely true, because I do spend time making connection, because I see social media not as, I see the new media economy, the new marketing economy, as not being about content, but being about connection. And in spite of what the folks at the galley table said the other night about I give good content, the reality is, I think my content is okay, but Brink is great content. And if there is any significant differences in that social presence, I have a lot of fans in audio that talk about their podcast listening. I have a lot of fans who listen to podcasts and review them, and they've reviewed them, and I've connected with those people as well. So it's interesting that he picked up the fact that his perception of our difference is really focused more on my presence in the social sphere. And my take is the nature of the books that he's written for standalone. Is it for? Tumblr, Hidden Institute, Discount Miracles. Maybe it's only three. I thought there was another one in there. Oh, I know why. It could be because I'm remembering his 1884. He did a steampunk take on 1984 that was, I think, his strongest work, but he ran into problems with copyright because 1984 is not in the public domain. So that was a story that he wrote and now has to hang on to until he can publish it or get permission to riff on it from the H.G. Wells estate. So anyway, yeah, that was an interesting conversation. But I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I need my coffee. And I'll talk to you then.